Welcome to African Markets Daily with Thekiso and Thinili Fifi, your daily financial and business news update from around the continent.
Hello, it is Thursday, the 8th of October, and these are some of your top business and financial news from around the continent. Starting in Nigeria, the 2021 budget presented by President Muhammadu Buhari has been condemned by many Nigerians after over 128 billion naira was earmarked for the National Assembly. Today, Buhari presented a record 13 trillion naira budget for the 2021 to members of the National Assembly. The spending plan is about 21% increase from the revised 2020 spending plan of 10.8 trillion naira. The budget assumed crude production of 1.86 million barrels a day and an oil price of 40 barrels with the exchange rate of 379 naira to the US dollar, according to Nigeria's president. Nigeria's National Assembly, House of Representatives and the Senate got 128 billion naira in the 2021 budget in the plan, while 380.2 billion naira was proposed for the Health Ministry, and 3.8 trillion has been allocated to all ministries, departments and agencies for the execution of capital projects. And off to Lesotho, the telecom company Vodacom has been caught up in a row with the Lesotho regulators over alleged weak corporate governance at its subsidiary in the Mountain Kingdom. Lesotho telecom regulators revoked the operating license of Vodacom's 80% owned unit, citing failure to pay a portion of the 134 million rand fine for what it is termed conflict of interest relating to the company's external auditors. About a third of the fine was due to be paid yesterday, but Lesotho's communication authority said Vodacom Lesotho failed to pay up, prompting it to instantly withdraw the permit of the country's biggest mobile operator, which brings in just about 600 million rand to its parent's annual core earnings. And in Zimbabwe, the owners of a Russian-backed project to build Zimbabwe's biggest platinum mine have held talks to sell a stake of at least 20% to Impala Platinum Holdings. Great Dykes Investment views Impala as an attractive partner, partially because a Joburg-based company also has capacity to process ore from the mine. Great Dykes Dawedale project has the potential to become the world's biggest platinum mine, and its development is central to Zimbabwe's government's plans to reboot its collapsing economy. And wrapping up with a story from South Africa, struggling agricultural lender Land Bank has asked government for an additional 10 billion rands, that's about 603 million US dollars, for financial support over the next few years to help it return to sustainability. Land Bank told Reuters that it has proposed 7 billion rands in the 2021 and 22 and 1 billion rands per annum for the following three financial years for development. Land Bank defaulted on its debits in April and has been in talks with creditors over restructuring ever since then. Thank you so much again for joining us today. Remember, if you haven't done so already, to subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you catch us. It's been a pleasure. See you tomorrow.